Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us since it is another Friday. And today is December the 1st, which is the month where we celebrate Christmas. And I hope and I pray that you're ready for such celebration. We are glad to have with us Brother Paul Sutcliffe from New York to share with you about what is going on around the world since we have talked last Friday. Hello, Brother Paul, and how are you?
Doing pretty good. This is a beautiful day.
All right, praise God. And we're going to have a good circle. We're going to start with U.S. and we end with my home country, Egypt. So here we go. The first story we have at USA.
The New York Times was once again caught pushing a pro-Hamas Hollywood narrative. This time they used a headline that said, Palestinian author Ahed Tamimi is in indefinite detention. In the article, it is not until the 10th paragraph that you learn why Israel detained Tamimi. The article states the Israeli military has said Ms. Tamimi was arrested on suspicion of inciting violence and calling for terrorist activity, but has declined to provide further information. Ms. Tamimi's own words expose the deceitful rag previously known as the old gray lady that we're talking about the New York Times. Ahed Tamimi had said, we will slaughter you. And you will say what Hitler did to you was a joke. We will drink your blood and eat your skull. Come on, we are waiting for you. Well, the New York Times did change the word author to activist, but that seems to coordinate with the voice piece of the Muslim Brotherhood known as Al Jazeera.
I mean, for liberals, Brother Paul, if somebody will write a couple sentences, he is an author. And why you call him activist, which is going to make him look a little bit suspicious, just call him author. It doesn't matter what he wrote, because after all, we enjoy freedom of speech, like drinking your blood and eating your skull. I understand about drinking blood. You can drink blood, which I believe is not really healthy, and it is not really lawful in Islam because the Quran forbids drinking of blood. But how in the world are they going to eat skull? I mean, they have jaw of lion to crush bones and eat it? Does this make any sense to you, Paul?
No, it doesn't.
So the reality is liberals will do everything they can to protect the good Muslims because they are from the same team. It is team God against team the devil. And team devil is liberals and Muslims. It doesn't matter what color or what shape you're going to put it under. It is what it is. All right, Brother Paul, let's move on to the next one at USA.
The Daily Mail exposed this week that a United Airlines pilot has been removed from service with pay after posting dozens of messages on Facebook expressing support for Hamas in the aftermath of the terror group's assault on Israel that killed 1,200 people on October 7th. United Airlines pilot Ibrahim R. Muslim described the attack on civilians across southern Israel as resistance by brave people who have endured decades of occupation, oppression, humiliation, apartheid, and straight-up murder. In another post, he wrote, for all my friends here in Facebook land with questions and thoughts, assumptions, critique about what's transpiring in Palestine, currently in response to the Zionist occupation, please work on expanding your media literacy. Well, instead of firing for endorsing a terrorist entity, United Airlines has given Ibrahim a paid vacation starting November 20th. Ibrahim has responded to the allegations by stating that the attack on Israel was not provoked, but rather was a response to years of attacks by the Zionist regime. So he's admitted to this.
First of all, Paul, when you start reading the story, I did not hear you right. And I saw you talk about the United Arab Airlines. And I said, yes, United Arab Airlines, for sure they will do that. I mean, pay the guy a salary and let him relax, take a good vacation for a year or two. No, 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 no. It is not United Arab. It is United Airlines. That is a U.S. airline. Am I right? Or maybe I'm wrong.
You are right. It's a U.S. airline.
And Lord have mercy, Mr. Ibrahim is asking the good friends of him on Facebook to have a little bit education because there must be illiterate. No, I think Mr. Abraham needs to be educated, because here is the reality. There is no occupation in Israel. Maybe Mr. Abraham needs to read his own Quran, Quran chapter 5, verse 20 to 26, so he can be a little bit educated on the topic of the Holy Land, which Allah Almighty, his Allah, not our God, gave to Moses and his people just 40 years after they left Egypt, according to the word of Allah in the Quran. So I don't know who needs to be educated, Mr. Abraham or his friends on Facebook. But the sad story is this. United Airlines are supporting Hamas and supporting those who are supporting Hamas. Let's move on to the third story at USA.
The Financial Times reported this week that the CIA's Associate Deputy Director for Analysis changed her Facebook cover photo on October 21st to an image of a man waving a Palestinian flag that is often used in stories criticizing Israel. The Financial Times has decided not to name her after the intelligence agency expressed concern about her safety. Posting an overtly political image on a public platform is a very unusual move for a senior intelligence official. Yet this associate deputy director of the CIA made an additional Facebook post with a selfie and a sticker saying Free Palestine superimposed on it. One person familiar with the image said it was posted to Facebook years ago and long before the current conflict. This means that the person has been posting political images on social media for some time, which is a clear violation of CIA policy. But is this okay because it's anti-Semitic?
Exactly. Paul, 2008, when the first Muslim president, Barack Hussein Obama, took the White House, I said then, and what I'm repeating even today, having a Muslim in the White House would destroy America right and left. Because guess what he did? He actually hired the Muslim head of CIA, John Brennan. When we start talking about John Brennan, long time ago, that's a good 15, 16 years ago, I told the American people that man will load the CIA with Muslims like himself, like his president, Barack Hussein Obama. And I wonder how many Muslims right now working for CIA, how many Muslims work for the FBI, how many Muslims work for the Homeland Security, how many Muslims right now are working in every governor office all over this country, especially those who call themselves Muslim spiritual advisor. And I wonder how many Muslims right now walking freely in and out the White House to serve Mr. O. Biden. And sadly, I don't think the American people realize how much damage did Barack Hussein Obama did to this country. So in simple words, we have to say, Lord, have mercy on this country. So let's pray that those people will be exposed soon before later, because if we wait a little bit longer, it will be unfixable. Move on, Brother Paul, to the next story at USA.
Fox News reported that Itamar Marcus, director of Palestinian Media Watch, told him that the American and European funding boosts the Palestinian Authority budget by $600 million. Palestinian Authority pays the salaries of imprisoned terrorists and family members of the martyrs, and the amount comes to $300 million a year. There is no doubt that the Palestinian Authority could not pay this funding without the boost of funding from the Americans and Europeans. The Americans and Europeans are absolutely facilitating the payment. It is willful blindness. Every single terrorist gets a salary from the Palestinian Authority once they are imprisoned. According to Palestinian law, Marcus said a prisoner who serves more than 5 years in prison receives a monthly salary for life.
Here's the problem, Brother Paul. I don't think most American people have a clue what you just have read to us. We are paying the Palestinian, who, by the way, 75% of them support Hamas, whatever money they needed to run their life. Now, don't tell me that we really follow the money to know where the money is spending, because I'm talking about $600 million for a small, tiny country. We don't even spend that money in America, but that money coming from Europe and USA. But it is shame on America, and it is shame on European countries for supporting the jihadi of Palestinians, giving salary for some criminals because they spent 5 years in prison for life. That is a disgrace. These people should be punished, not rewarded. And the sad thing is, we are the one who are rewarding them for doing their jihad for Allah and for Muhammad. One more story I believe we have for USA.
The New York Times claimed a terrorist who blew herself up to kill others was a disfigured woman accused of attempted murder by Israel. But the Daily Mail got it right. They said Israel Jabez, 38, had been imprisoned since 2015 after being convicted of detonating a gas cylinder that wounded an Israeli police officer. The attack left her with severe burns on her face and hands, which Israeli doctors treated, or she'd no longer be here. She was released on Saturday as part of the agreement with Hamas that will see Israeli hostages freed in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. However, she is claiming she was abused by her captors.
Yes, indeed. She was abused as they fixed her up and kept her alive in a condition which she would never receive from any other hospital or any other doctor from any other country around the world. It's amazing how the Palestinians are treated by the Jews. They are there to kill them. They save her life. And she will tell you they were abusing her. Why she's lying? Because that's the nature of Muslims. They always love to bite the hand which feeds them. She was caught in the act of killing the Jews. And she hurt herself so badly. They loved her. They took care of her. She's alive today because of them. But she, instead of she say thank you, Jewish people, no, she will accuse them of anything. And by the way, Jewish people are much cleaner to do such thing as Muslim, Hamas, and Hezbollah, and others will do to the Jews. The Jewish people do not drink the blood of the Arab, Muslims or not, and they do not eat their skulls because they are much better people.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Move on, Brother Paul, from the United States to Canada. As we know, we have one story in Canada.
True North, a Canadian news service, reported that the Toronto Police Service Hate Crime Unit has arrested 11 individuals in connection with an anti-Semitic property attack targeting an Indigo bookstore and its Jewish founder, Heather Reisman, on November 10th. The suspects, including a public school teacher and faculty from York University. Susan Narain, a primary teacher at the Toronto District School Board, faces charges of mischief, over $5,000 in fines, and conspiracy to commit an indictable offense. Leslie Wood, a professor at York University, was charged with mischief, over $5,000 fine, and conspiracy to commit an indictable offense, along with two other York University employees were arrested. This makes you wonder what they're teaching at York.
Well, I know what they're teaching. They teach the love of Allah and the peace of Muhammad and the joy of Islam. Here we go. One of the big lies has been spread by our media here in America that one of the reasons why Muslims do these evil acts because they are uneducated. Did you notice who is doing that dirty work for Allah in this story? We're talking about university teachers, professors, teachers, people who are in very high education place. Hello, my dear Americans. I told you so. We need to be educated, not the Muslims. Literacy have nothing to do with the evil act of Islam. As a matter of fact, the opposite is true. The more Muslims are educated, the chance for them to be jihadi is even greater. And here we go. We're paying for the lies which we've been teaching in our schools, which was written by these wonderful professors of the universities. are biting us back. Anyway, let's move on from Canada to Ireland.
Andalou agency reports that violent protests erupted last Thursday on the streets of Ireland's capital, Dublin, after five people were wounded in a stabbing attack, including three children and a woman. The attack left a five-year-old girl and a woman in her 30s seriously wounded, with three others sustaining injuries. The suspect, who was about 50 years old, and according to witnesses, a refugee from Algeria. The Irish are tired of their women being attacked and decided to voice their complaints publicly, since they seem to be ignored in favor of those who are attacking them.
Once again, what is refugee? Why are we bringing refugee from the Muslim world to Europe and to America? The answer is very simple. It is a title. It is a comedy. If you want to bring some refugee out of Algeria, I promise you, millions of Christians who needed to get out of that country to be in a safe place. But sadly, the Irish and so the rest of Europe and the Americans are bringing Muslim refugees who are not refugee whatsoever, but that is the only way you can get them out of Africa or some other country around the world to the West. Let's move on from Ireland to India.
Lara Bashimi, who's 20 years old, attacked a conductor, Rikesh Vishwakarma, who was 24, with a cleaver after a dispute over a bus fare. The bus conductor sustained grievous injuries on several parts of his body, including his neck. Hashimi, the attacker, was an engineering student at a local college where he hid until he was taken into custody. Police ended up shooting Hashimi in order to arrest him. Hashimi used the excuse that he was justified in hacking at the bus driver because he insulted Muhammad.
Oh, yes, indeed. Any excuse is a good excuse. If I ask you, Paul, do you believe in Prophet Muhammad to be the best man who ever walks on the face of the earth? If you say no, then you have insulted my prophet. And since Islam is a loving, peaceful religion, if you insult Muhammad, we will just go ahead and kill you. I'm glad that this bus conductor is still alive, because that's exactly what Muslims would do to anyone who would insult their prophet. Let's move on from India to Lebanon.
Two Turkish citizens have been killed in southern Lebanon who are from Turkey. So it should be asked if Hamas is a Palestinian movement or an international Islamic movement. The truth is it's international, since it claims to be a chapter of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Muslim Brotherhood are from all over the world. They're international. We have more Muslim Brotherhood in America than American people can handle or know about, like CARE and others. So no such a thing as Hamas is only this small, tiny minority of Palestinians. No, you will find that whenever there's jihad, Muslims travel all over the world, as it used to be in Al-Qaeda days, ISIS days, and now it is Hamas days and Hezbollah days. So they are international because, after all, they are Muslim first. And then everything else will go under that title. Well, Brother Paul, we have another story here in Lebanon.
Qatar's embassy in Lebanon was found to be secretly financing politician Waleed Jumblatt with $10 million for his Progressive Socialist Party's parliamentary election campaign.
I wonder how international law said about that Qatar can get involved and put their nose in election in the country of Lebanon. That's how Muslims were able to take over more offices in Lebanon from Christians. Don't forget, Brother Paul, Lebanon used to be a Christian country. All right, Brother Paul, let's move on from Lebanon to Nigeria.
Boko Haram is suspected to have beheaded 11 loggers in the Damboa local government area of Borno State. This incident occurred on Monday near Bale, and we are being very short on this because the article description is a little too detailed.
But it's very simple. If you ever read the Quran, chapter 47 and verse 4, you see that Allah commands the Muslim believers to behead infidels. And that's exactly what Boko Haram does. Because when you tell a story like that, people say, well, these are the extremists. These are radicals. No, these are the true Muslim believers who practice the teaching of Allah. Let's move on to the last story for today, which is from my home country, Egypt.
Former Grand Mufti of Egypt, Sheikh Dr. Ali Gomap, posted a video on his YouTube channel on November 11th, 2023, which was caught by the Middle East Media Research Institute, in which he claimed that the destruction of Israel will lead to the Battle of Gog and Magog. He said that with divine intervention described by the Prophet Muhammad, Jesus will descend and kill Gog and Magog, and the Muslims will vanquish the Byzantines.
I'm amazed how Muslims can come up, that is, in the year 2023, with brand new information about Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad says this, Prophet Muhammad said that. And now we know that Prophet Muhammad talked about Jesus coming to kill Gog and Magog. Who is Gog and who is Magog? Did Muhammad have a clue what is Gog and what is Magog? I mean, it seemed to me from here, you, Brother Paul, Muhammad told us that Jesus is going to kill two guys. One, his name is Gog, and the other guy, his name is Magog. Is that what you understand from that story?
I'm rather amused that they even know who Gog and Magog are, because the article claims that they're talking about Russia.
Russia, Gog and Magog, and Muhammad. Man, oh man. Well, Brother Paul, we know that Muhammad mentioned Gog and Magog in the Quran in two locations. First, in Quran chapter 18 and verse 94. Would you please read for us that verse?
They said, O Zat al-Qarnayn, surely Gog and Magog are vandalizing in the land. Shall we make to you a tribute that you make between us and them a barrier?
Now, you have to understand, Zulkarnain here is actually Alexander the Great. And Muhammad, in his wonderful prophecy of the Quran, is telling us that Alexander the Great was a great prophet. Wow. See how much accurate knowledge Muhammad have in the Quran? And then the people are complaining about Gog and Magog because they're vandalizing on the earth. That is, these are two people or maybe two persons. That is how that Imam got his knowledge. He got it completely wrong because Muhammad got it wrong. Well, Brother Paul, the second time we read about Gog and Magog, it's actually Quran chapter 21. Would you please read for us verses 95 and 96?
And it is forbidden for a village which we have destroyed, surely they will not return until if Gog and Magog are opened and they speed up from every elevated place.
Gog and Magog will be open, will be conquered. So that is the only two verses where Muhammad mentioned Gog and Magog. And I do not see Jesus coming here. I do not see Jesus killing anybody here. And obviously, the Mufti of Egypt does not have a clue what he's talking about. Not only Muhammad did not know anything about Gog and Magog, Muhammad also does not have a clue who is Jesus Christ. And Brother Paul, that brings us to the end of our time for our broadcast for this Friday. And I hate to say that, it's time to say goodbye to you. Well, thank you so much for all your hard work. And my dear friends, until we meet again in another broadcast, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.